All right, everyone, just calm down. Calm down. Hey, hey. All right. Now, if Kevin hadn't screwed up in the first place, again, then we wouldn't be in this most perfect and huge hotel room with a truckload of all this free stuff. So, I think it only fair that Kevin get to open up the first present. Merry Christmas, Kev.
Merry Christmas, Kevin.
Okay, Kevin. All right. Merry Christmas.
The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Welcome to episode 210 of the Extra Mile Podcast. How's everyone doing? This is your host, Kevin, and I'm out for a walk today. I'm hunkering down in my winter mode right now, which means that my runs, the mileage anyway, and the number of days that I've been getting out for runs is probably down a little bit. My walks are up. Let's see, my long run so far in the last, I don't know, month or two has been basically a 6 miler that I did just recently, and I felt really good, but I'm going to need to increase that very soon because you see in just a short 2.5 months I have got a half marathon on the calendar, and I certainly hope it's on your calendar as well. Look for some more information and begging about that in the next few episodes as we get closer, and a lot more chatter about, in particular, the VIP package that Jeff's offering, which comes with free 6 month customized training from Coach Twiggs. And if you don't believe me when I say that that training program will light a fire under you, then maybe you all should get over to Facebook and follow what our buddy Anthony is doing, because I don't think in all the years I've known Anthony that I've seen such a fire lit as Coach Twiggs has got lit under him. So, in this episode, we will, of course, get a Pennsylvania weather report. For those of you who are in Pennsylvania and care about what the weather was like a few short weeks ago, we'll get that from our Extra Mile Podcast Meteorology Department, Anthony and JD. And that weather report, I'm thinking, will be particularly helpful to Jane in the UK. By the way, Jane has been officially hired as our Extra Mile Podcast disc jockey. She has a show every weekend where she spins some amazing tunes and also has some extra mile shout outs. So that happens every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So head over to the Facebook page and you can get some information on how you can stream that show. Good stuff. Anyway, in this episode, you're going to get a little bit more detail about a customized training update from Anthony. There's also a mini meetup with Just Plain Dave and Chris Russell, and also a very jealous update from our buddy JD. There'll be some more college football predictions from our favorite Nebraska fan. For those of you who don't know it, you're getting predictions from a Nebraska fan, and Nebraska finished the season with a massive 4-8 unranked record this year. Anyway, there'll be some more race reports. Let's see, Tom went to New York City. That's a good one, so check that out. Also some injury reports. And a lot of other good stuff. And stick around at the end, because I do have some very special stuff I want to talk to you about before we let you go for the rest of this year. Let's get to the good stuff. And we'll chat at the end. Y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Well, hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Anthony Toodles.
And not Anthony.
Or Toodles.
Or Toodles.
It's Mr. Jim Daly.
It is. It is Mr. JD.
The man.
The legend.
Could be a myth. I don't know yet.
It could be a myth.
One day you will be.
Yeah. It's cold enough. Yeah, right? I was hoping today was going to be a myth. But
no, it was colder than... It was 23 when we started.
Yep.
There's the weather, Kevin.
Yep.
We did 14.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Twiggs wanted 14 at a conversational pace, so we...
Yep.
A 30-30, and we were only off by 2 seconds on the average. So
that's right. That's right.
I wish we'd say we meant to do that, but... Yeah. Maybe we did. That's maybe. Why he's the coach and
maybe
we're not.
We maybe that's the myth.
Yeah, that's the myth.
Maybe that's the myth.
I'm no running coach.
There you are.
I buy you a beer. That's about it.
That's why we pay for one.
Yes.
That's right. Get a real running coach.
Yeah. Like Chris Twiggs.
Yep.
So it was good. It was fun. It was cold to start, but
mm-hmm.
we did it.
Not many people out today, though.
No, I haven't seen this parking lot.
2 weeks ago, this thing was full.
Yeah, usually it's full of runners. It didn't matter what the weather was.
But, yeah. So. Just a very few cars today, so.
Yeah. Well, joke's on them. It was going to be a free breakfast.
That's right.
A Kevin bar for everyone.
A Kevin bar for everybody that came, which is just the two of us.
Yeah, so.
We're not out of money there.
No, we've got a whole box left.
Yep. And we got beautiful blue skies. And after all, Kevin, it's all about the dew point.
Yeah.
So, dew point's good. We're ready to go.
Yeah, well, we'll do 14 more later on.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So.
Thankfully, because we do almost at 20.
Yeah, we almost did 20.
Almost at 20 because, of course, you cannot do math and run at the same time.
Yeah.
So Jim was going to have us run to the mile 7 mark because that's half of 14.
Right.
Which is what we're running.
We were already at mile 7 or 6.
We were starting at mile 17, so that would have given us a 20-mile run. So thankfully, Anthony was able to do some math. He was like, no, we're turning around. I'm like, what? Oh, wait.
Yeah, he kept saying, yeah, with the mile marker. Well, but
yeah.
I'm already over 7.
Yeah. So, I just had the 7 in my head. I'm
stay
like,
in
running
school,
until
kids.
I see a 7, which would be 10 miles later.
Yeah.
So.
But it was fun. It was good to have company. It was 34. I mean, the heart rate was low. The weather, cold weather really helps me for long runs, but
mm-hmm.
maybe I'm sick in the head. I don't
know. Yeah. There you are.
I don't mind the cold.
There you go.
I don't know. That's... Not a whole lot. I mean, the training is going good. I'm on week 3. This is the 3rd week or 4th week?
I think it's 4 for you.
Is it 4?
4, yeah.
Week 4, marathon, April 1st, Salisbury, Maryland.
Yeah.
The training's going well. I have time, so I'm not...
When you finish that race, you're going to have some steak?
I better. At least one Salisbury steak.
Right? Yeah.
Like one of them Hungry Man microwave dinners.
There you go.
Ugh. if I'm in Salisbury, I'm going for crab cakes and seafood.
There you go. There you go.
I mean, after a marathon, you'll eat anything anyway.
Yeah. And that's when?
It's April 1st.
April Fool's Day.
I swear, I'm not joking.
All right.
So, I mean, I better not be a joke. I gave somebody $85. So.
We'll find on April Fool's
Day. I'm going to show up and be a sucker.
That was the joke.
You train for nothing.
Only have enough money left for us once and stay home Salisbury steak.
Yeah, yep. And this hotel room I got for no reason.
Yep.
Wife's going to be upset.
Yes. Well, so then that means before that, I will have already gone back and forth to Jacksonville to do the Donna, run for breast cancer, run to end breast cancer.
Yes.
Half marathon on February 4th. And yes, Kevin, I know you're jealous because Kevin wants to go and he hasn't been able to go yet. I'll let you know what it's like. And then shortly after that, I will at least see a number of people there at the JG 13.1.
Yeah.
In Atlanta in March over St. Patrick's Day.
Nice.
Weekend.
So I will not be able to make that.
There you go.
Sorry. I apologize in advance.
There you go.
So.
But that's it.
That's it, because my hand's getting cold.
Yeah, yeah, it is really cold when you stop running.
Yeah, it's, you cool down too darn fast.
There you go.
Thank God for heated seats and the ride home.
There you go.
So.
All right.
Well, anyway, that's all I really have.
Well, there's our 5 minutes.
There's our five.
There you go.
Almost. Round up. We're rounding up.
All right.
So.
So just mindless banter for another 20 seconds then, huh?
This is where Kevin adds elevator music. There better be music on this, Kevin. Wait, hold on. 10 more seconds.
There you are. Because you always need the woman from Ipanema when you're run out of things to say.
Yeah.
You know?
And look, there you go. We made it to 5 minutes.
Woo. 5 minutes, we crossed the line.
We win. Woo-hoo. All right.
All right.
Well, yeah. I guess have a good weekend.
From Ice Station Alpha.
Yeah. Or York, PA.
Otherwise known as York, PA. This is JD.
Toodles.
Saying.
Enjoy your extra mile.
Toodles.
Toodle toodles.
Hi, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Allison Bure from St. Louis, Missouri. Recently, in November, I was running the Athens Marathon and pouring water over my head to cool down. Now we're coming up to Christmas, and I realize we're trying to do the opposite. We're trying to stay warm. So on my gift list for my husband, Andy, I've gotten him a new balaclava and some new fold-down mittens, which let you expose your fingers when you need to use them and then wrap them back up, and a St. Louis beanie. It just seems wild that in less than a month, I'm going from too hot to awfully cold. What's on your Christmas list, everyone? And how do you help your runner friends celebrate? We've signed up for a series of short races that'll take us from December through early February. Be well, stay dry, and enjoy your extra mile. Happy holidays.
Well, hello, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Just Plain Dave from Providence, Rhode Island, calling in with a race update. I just finished the Mill Cities Relay, which is a fantastically fun five-legged relay from Nashua, New Hampshire to Lawrence, Massachusetts. And I am standing here with your friend and mine, Captain Chris Russell. Hey, Chris.
Hey, man. How are you doing?
I'm great. So what are your two highlights from today?
So it was actually pretty good. I managed to pace pretty well. I just started running again after like 18 months off. So, you know, everything that could hurt, right? Yeah. And I was just trying to pace to a point. I set myself a goal of a certain pace, and I beat that. But I was just trying to not kill myself, right?
Yeah.
And have the knee not tweak on me, right?
Which so, is key. Like, you spent 18 months making this knee.
Yeah. So it's interesting. When you get to be our age.
Our age. I'm much younger than Chris.
And you go to, okay, I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah.
But what can I do to maintain the joy and to get back what I had, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so same for me. Today was all about like community and the people and hang out with these guys that are lifelong friends of Chris's. So Gary, Brian, Frank, Chris and I were the five legs. And traveling around in this 1965, thank you. What is it called?
Not Corvair.
Corvair van. So it is mint green, and never in my life have I been in so many places where everyone says, oh my God, cool car. You have the coolest car.
It's like a chick magnet.
It totally is, especially if they were born before 1950. Anyway, it was a wonderful day. We had great fun. This is a cool event that's just open to running clubs.
So with the, it's... So the Mill Cities Relay is for the running clubs that are in the Merrimack Valley. And so
that's just north of Boston, between the Massachusetts-New Hampshire line.
So it's basically the Merrimack River's valley. And so we run from Nashua, New Hampshire down to Lawrence, Massachusetts, about 27 miles. And it's a five-leg relay. Dave took the 10-miler. I took the 2.5. Which is real challenging. We were probably both challenged about the same amount.
I just took longer. Yeah.
And then there's a big meetup at the end at the Cleta, this Irish pub, like deep Irish, like Massachusetts Irish, Irish pub.
Like potato famine. This is where they moved when they were moving to North America in the late 1800s.
Right, but we said we're not going in there because it's chock-a-block people and it's like COVID central, so we said we're going to go to this other brewery, which opens at noon, called the Spigot River Brewery in one of the old mills, and that's where we hung out for a while. It was good fun.
Yeah. So that's what you get. So my suggestion for you folks as you enter the holiday season is go get together with friends, share a meal, break some bread, and have a great run. So we are currently standing in the parking lot in Groton, Massachusetts. So I will say, enjoy your extra mile.
Yeah, enjoy your extra mile.
Well, hey there, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is JD, and this is a training update. So to start off with my training update, yes, I am training. What am I training for? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm training for not one, not two, but three races in the next 3 months. So between now, which is December, through the middle of March. First race I'm training for is the virtual Donna Marathon. I have a friend of mine at work who thankfully survived breast cancer. And I thought it would be a really nice idea to go and run one of the Donna weekend races and then just give her the medal. Again, just to be a nice guy and a friend and just say, hey, you know, I noticed what you went through. You should have got a medal for surviving breast cancer. And now you're going to get a medal for surviving breast cancer. So that's my plans to do with that particular medal. Being a virtual race, all I need to do is finish. And that's all I'm training for. I've mentioned before that I'm no longer actively training for marathons right now. Just don't have the time to properly train for a marathon. And the nice thing with run, walk, run is, of course, I can do a fair amount of walking and then do much less running, which means I don't have to train as much if all I'm doing is a finish time for the marathon. So that's my plans for the marathon. But I decided to rip off the proverbial Band-Aid and actually sign up for an in-person race for Donna weekend. So I will be in Jacksonville the weekend of February 4th and 5th, I believe it is. And I'm going to be running the half marathon. Now, the half marathon, I'm actually going to be running for a time. What time that is, I don't know. I'll let you know when I've stopped running. Why do I say that? Well, I live here in South Central Pennsylvania, and when I train here in South Central Pennsylvania, I have to run up and down hills. Anybody who has come to Bird in Hand knows the kind of hills I'm talking about, and so I don't get as concerned about how fast I may or may not be, because, you know, I have something working against me as far as speed goes. But that won't be there in Jacksonville, because Jacksonville is flat as a pancake.
So I've noticed in the past when I would train near my house, which is not flat as a pancake, and I would go to flat as a pancake places, that I could run somewhere between a minute to sometimes as much as a minute and a half per mile faster than I can here. So I thought, well, if that's still the case, then I still have an outside chance for a personal record for the half marathon. I set it when I was, my current record, I should say, I set when I was 49, 7 years ago. So age is definitely not on my side, but flatland is. So I'm going to try and leverage the lack of hills in Jacksonville and see how fast I can run 13.1. If it's a personal record, huzzah. If it's just a good run, huzzah. Either way, I win. All right. Long as I finish, I win. So that's the Donna weekend. Then, of course, I'm going to be in Atlanta for the JG 13.1 weekend, which is the weekend of St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day is actually going to be the Friday, which is the 17th. And then, of course, whenever race they're having on Saturday, which used to be Barb's 5K, but I know they've changed it to something else right now. And then, of course, Sunday is the big 13.1. And so I will be running 13.1 with whoever happens to be there. If you haven't done Atlanta, Atlanta looks more like Bird in Hand in that it has hills. So not so much looking for a personal best in Atlanta, looking more just to go and find some people that I want to have a 13-mile chat with and use it for more social than competitiveness. But of course, you know, if I wake up that morning and I'm feeling particularly good and the conditions are particularly good, you know, always hold out that option that, you know, I might just go, you know what, I feel like I have to run this as hard as I can. I will see you at the finish. So we'll see what we will see. Either way, I'm looking forward to both weekends, and I'm looking forward to seeing as many of you as participate in both or either of those races. So that's my update. Training is going well right now. I'm actually training with my buddy Anthony, who's training for a marathon in April, I believe, on the eastern shore of Maryland. So I'm actually kind of piggybacking on his customized training right now, because Anthony is now an official customized training person now. So huzzah to Anthony. Otherwise, that's all I've got. So I think I should probably stop talking now. And so I think I will. So until we speak again later, be well, be safe, and of course, always, always, always enjoy your extra mile.
Well, good morning, Kevin, and all the extra milers out there. This is Carlos, beginning of December. Recording a little submission for you guys as I approach the new bridge. Hello.
Hey.
Hi, doggy.
Good morning.
Hi. I'm just looking at the new signage here. I've tried to take photographs of the signage, but there's always water or leaves or something on the screen of the display, and it never comes out clear enough to read. But unfortunately, I don't have the autopause feature toggled today, so every time I stop to read the signage, my pace goes into the tank. I get tanked. All right, so it's not windy today, and it's not raining, which is very good news as I run towards the meandering trails of the meadows on Mount Douglas. There's a few people here checking out the the lay of the land. Hello, runner behind. Hi. As I approach my first road crossing, just about enough time to wish you all a wonderful festive season, and keep on trucking out there. You know how to do it. You know you want to do it. So do it. Oh, beautiful trees. Such wonderful shapes. I have a new running pal. I've toggled Mademoiselle on Runkeeper.
16 seconds per kilometer. Current heart rate zone 90.
She has a cute French accent. Let me just pause as I cross the street. Okay, I'm safe. So now I'm heading up. What's this one called now? Don't tell me. Norn. To Norn and Irvine. This one will take me across the side of Mount Douglas.
Hour space, 8 minutes, 33 seconds per kilometer. Current heart rate zone, 70% to 80%. Et voilà, that was great.
70% to 80% heart rate. I'm guessing that's around 120, 130. Something like that. I'm now hiking. It's quite steep here. I'll start running when I hit Norn, because then I'll be going sideways across the Mountain of Joy. I'll keep it brief, because I've got a feeling there'll be a few other submissions, and I don't want to overdo my welcome here as I elbow my way through the salal bushes.
Seventy to 80%.
Ooh la la, that's good. This run will take me about an hour to do. What happens in the winter here is we try and do as much as we can when the weather's half decent like today. And then when it gets really cold and wet, then we head indoors and do the weight training and the exercise bike. I have a treadmill in my basement, a small one, one of those under the desk jobs, but the actual the actual treadmill surface is too small really and too narrow to run on. So I use it for indoor walking, if and when the weather keeps me indoors. And down, down, down. I have to remember that I am recording a show for my own podcast today, so I will cut this one off right here and say bye-bye to you all. Then I'll start recording again. Bye-bye.
Greetings, Kevin, and fellow Extra Mile podcast listeners. Old Jim from South of Comfortable Us checking in. I see on the Facebook group page that Kevin put the call out that if anybody was interested in a pre-Christmas episode, that you needed to speak now or forever hold your peace. So I guess I'll give you a quick update on what's going on with me. In the last month, I've not run a whole lot of miles. Prior to this past Monday, I had to take 2 weeks off with no running or no biking as a result of this pain that was, I mentioned it, I think, maybe the last submission or maybe the one before, that late summer, early fall, started to develop a pain in my right knee on the outside below the knee joint, kind of where that tibia and fibula come together. That's kind of a joint, but not really a joint. And, I doctor Googled everything and come up with all sorts of possibilities as to what it was, but it was never getting any better. And so I just kind of said, well, okay, I'll just take off some time from running. And I strictly did the bike. It didn't hurt at all to do the bike. No pain, zero pain. So I just did the bike for a couple of weeks and didn't run, and went out and ran 9 miles, and it, pain was still there. So I said, enough's enough. Went to see the ortho doctor that did my meniscus repair on that same knee. It was on the inside. This is outside below the joint. Anyway, did some x-rays, said nothing. In his words, says there's nothing funky going on in there. Well, whatever the hell that means. It doesn't sound like a real good medical diagnosis. But ended up shooting a shot right in that knee joint, some sort of a steroid, I guess, and then a prescription for some anti-inflammatories, and said, do nothing for 2 weeks. And I said, nothing? You mean like I can't even ride the bike? He goes, no, do nothing. Let's give it a couple weeks to, really calm down, and then go back to your normal activities. So that was 2 weeks of purgatory, 2 weeks of an ankle bracelet. I couldn't ride the bike. I didn't run. I got owly. If I'd have had a dog, I'd have been kicking the dog. But anyway, so then Monday was the 2 weeks. So I went out and ran a 10K, 6.2 on a Wabash. And it felt pretty good. I mean, it was a little bit of an ache, not a pain, but just a little ache. And then I did the hard workout on the spin bike yesterday. This morning was another 6.2 on the trace. And again, toward the end of that 6 miles, it was starting to ache a little bit, but not the pain. So maybe we're making some headway. So yeah, today, let's see, what is it? It's Wednesday, the 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. Did 6.2 on the trace, like I said, the hill route. And it was cold, 19 degrees. Whew. That's getting pretty old for this old guy, but dressed right, and it was not really an issue. So got that done. And then I thought I, like I said, thought I'd do this quick submission just so you had something for your pre-Christmas holiday edition of the Extra Mile podcast, which, by the way, is now, I see, an award-winning podcast, one of the top five new sports podcasts. Now, the question is, how is it new? Well, we know it's not. And number two, Kevin, how much money do you get for this award? I mean, do they give you a trophy? Do they give you a plaque for the wall? Send you a gift certificate to Jersey Mike's? Or do they send you a great big cash award? I hope it is the latter. Speaking of cash, I hope you didn't bet your house on the Ohio State and Team from the North game. I would have bet your house, but I guess I probably couldn't do that. But I couldn't believe that Ohio State didn't just roll over Michigan. Instead, it was the other way around. Well, they got lucky and limped their way into the college football playoffs. And what's their reward? Play number one, Georgia. Now, I'm not going to tell you to bet your house, and I wouldn't even bet your house on the Buckeyes on this game. If you're going to bet your house, bet it on Georgia, because something tells me that Georgia is by far the better team. But that's why they play the game. So anyway, that's kind of a synopsis of what's been going on with me. Just really a lot of downtime, which I don't like. My miles for this year are probably pretty close to where I was last year. I might even be a little behind now with this past month, but I was pretty far ahead. So, you know, I'm sure it'll be, well, I know it's over 1,500. It might be close to 1,600 by the end of the year, depending on what I continue to do miles-wise. The bike is going to be way more than last year, and you know, I'm sure I'll end up with way over 5,000 total miles, which ain't bad for an old guy. But you know, I will say one thing about getting old: don't do it. It sucks. Injury sucks worse. So that's it, Kevin. Congratulations on the award. Like I said, I hope it comes with a hell of a big stipend, and you're able to maybe take your wife out to Arby's. So, with that, I hope everybody gets what they're wishing for Christmas. I hope they've all been good and they don't get a lump of coal, you know, that fossil fuel coal. Hope they don't get that in their stockings, though it might be more valuable than some gifts, seeing how the cost of energy is so high. Duh. But anyway, yeah, I got, like I do every year, I order and I've already got and wrapped up and put under the tree my three new pairs of running shoes. I went with the Mizuno Wave Inspire, which I always get the newest model of that. And I got the ASICS 2000 GT, got that. And then for my third pair, which I'm always experimenting, that's my experimental pair. This year I went with some Innovates, Trailfly GT Ultras or something weird name, but they're Innovates. And I kind of got steered onto them from my ultra running friend. He had switched from Speed Goats to the Innovates. So I'll be trying a pair of those next year. I didn't get the zero drop because I didn't want to go from a drop to a zero drop. So these are like 6 millimeter drop, which is not too bad, and it's not too far off from what I'm doing now. So there shouldn't be a whole lot of difference there. So anyway, that's it in a nutshell. Appreciate all you do, Kevin. And everybody, have a great Christmas, a great and happy new year as we start a new one, 2023. Wonder what kind of awards that will bring for our Grand Poobah, Kevin the Gwyn. Anyway, that's it. Old Jim, Prasatha Council Bus. I'm checking out. Talk to you down the line. Bye.
Well, hello, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Just Plain Dave from Providence, Rhode Island, calling in with a observation and commentary on society. So I have a new job, and once a week I have to take a train into Boston. I'm loving it. I appreciate the commute. And I got to thinking as I was sitting on the train and watching other people scurry madly to try to catch a train about that premise, the book from the 90s, Born to Run, and how humans were born to run. And I think that's true. Like, I love going to run club, and there are people of every shape and size, and they're out there running, and they look comfortable and relaxed. Like, everyone has a different style. You know, I run differently than someone else. You know, someone younger might look more gazelle-like. Someone older might look a little more plodding, but they're all moving along in that way that is ever so efficient. But my observation today, and perhaps this is mean, I'm not usually mean-spirited, but I'm thinking this in the most cheerful way, is that human beings were not meant to run when, one, wearing like slip-on sandals, like Crocs or high heel or flip-flops. Man, watching people run to try to catch a train in those kind of shoes looked kind of dangerous. People are not born to run if they are carrying both a backpack and a couple of like plastic grocery bags in their hands. Not ideal. This is not a good training approach. This is not the best way to try to catch a train. Actually, one thing that's not a bad accessory, like if you're going to run and try to catch a train, one, wear comfortable shoes. This seems to be the most safe approach. But two, those little suitcases with wheels, little wheelie carts, that is definitely a safer and more efficient way to carry your workday supplies if you're going to be the commuter running for the train. Today was just a chilly, windy, breezy day in Boston. And so I didn't see any runners like out for exercise, which I normally would. The only runners I saw were trying to catch the train. And so my hope for you, my friends, is that you're able to separate your workaday commutes from your joyful running. And to quote a very good friend of ours from the other side of the pond, from Spike's 2.0 podcast, I hope you all enjoy your extra mile and run with joy.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Tom calling from the big bad roads of Carrboro, North Carolina. Don't usually submit while I'm on the move, but I thought I'd do this. And I've just been listening to the Galloway Extra Mile podcast, part A and B, and I actually have a part A to share with you. So my submissions will be in two parts. So this is part A, and this is a belated race report from the New York City Marathon, and which I finished in early November, and had a pretty good time considering that the weather was not compliant for good running. But New York is dropped my keys, so I had to pause for a second. Anyway, New York Marathon is pretty important to me because, and I grew up in Long Island, New York, and I have family and friends there, and had a really good time. A few days earlier, I got to run at Flushing Meadow Park, where the 1964 World's Fair was being held, and that was kind of nice just to see those landmarks. I went to the expo that same day, and I met up with our friend Chris Twiggs, and he's also running the New York City Marathon, and I spent a good amount of time chatting with him, that was really cool and fun to have that one-on-one time with him. Marathon day was interesting. Getting to the station and having a little bit of trouble figuring out the subway, but I got to Staten Island, started the race. And the thing that was a little troubling for me was that my GPS was not reading well, and I was going by my GPS watch, which I shouldn't have done, and my Garmin, and I ended up not doing quite what I was, excuse me with the car here, I wasn't doing quite what I wanted to do, and started out just a little bit too fast. But then as I got into Brooklyn, I went and got into a rhythm, and I ran into or met this person that I didn't know him, but I was familiar with the podcasting network that he was on. It's a sports podcasting network. And from mile 2 to 12, we pretty much ran together. And he was pretty much keeping at what my pace was, which was good. And all through Brooklyn, I was feeling pretty good, maintaining a 12 plus minute pace, going a little bit slower than I would have if it wasn't so warm. And so after that, that's when it started getting a little harder, and I had to dial back a little bit on my ratio, and I was doing 30-30 and moved back to an 18-30. And that was working okay going into Queens into Manhattan. And it just, I think it's just the weather, and everybody around me was walking a lot more, and so was I. And by the time I got into the Willis Avenue Bridge going into the Bronx, it was a lot of trouble. And I actually went down to from an 18:30, don't ask me why I do 18:30, to a 10:30, doing little run spurts. And except for the uphills where I just walked them, that's what I did the rest of the race. And that was good. Got me there. Finished a little under 6 hours, which I was hoping to do better, but have to consider the weather. I guess if in relative terms my position was a little better than when I did it 8 years ago, and that said, so I have to take any kind of victory out of that. Anyway, got to the finish line, and I don't know if many people can say this about the New York Marathon, but I got my medal, and the person who presented my medal was my cousin Elizabeth, which was pretty neat. I don't know how many people can say that. Anyway, that's my race report from the New York City Marathon. I've done other things since, which I'd like to share, but I thought I'd just leave this one as one submission, and hope you enjoy your extra mile.
Oh, good morning from the Pacific Northwest. This morning it is a cool, rainy morning. My name is Sandy, and I am just doing a quick update about kind of what's going on with me and my running. Unfortunately, my running is not as much as I would like it to be. I continue to be plagued with my knee maladies. Finally got into a provider. Let me just tell you, I do have to just tell you, for any of you that may not be on Medicare yet, it is not for the weak. So a little over a year ago, you know, well, hey, in September I did my marathon to Medicare and made it to the Medicare time frame here, and my husband is retired military. You remember Gary the Chatter. Well, anyway, he's in the house. He's trying to, you know, I need to make this short, so he's staying uninvolved right now. But anyway, and so he's retired from the military, so we not only have Medicare, but then our backup would be TRICARE for Life. And I guess the biggest problem that I've had with it, but it has taken me a year to figure out what that biggest problem is, and why I can't get the care that I am desiring to have, is that I also work for a contract with the Army, and so I am listed in all the Army, in the official like Army of or Department of Defense website, as not only a family member of a retiree, but also a a contract worker. So when they pull my name up, it says that I have my own private insurance. Not true, because I have waived it, because the government cares for me so deeply that they offer me these two other options. And but they see that, so they say, you're not eligible, and I fight and fight, and I go into the TRICARE office, and they're like, oh, look, you're right here, here's your provider. And I go to the back to central appointments to make my appointment, and no, that doesn't work. So anyway, long story short, I finally got it on, you know, three or four times good evidence of, yes, I am in the system the correct way, I qualify, and took that straight to the provider's office, and they booked me. So I finally got in. She made a referral for my knee, but the way, you know, all that goes, it took a while. So it's still going to be a little bit of time before I actually see the physical therapy, but I have talked to them and made an appointment, so hopefully soon. In the meantime, I've really just been working on building up everything around. I try to be consistent with my cardio and do either recumbent bike or elliptical, and occasionally when my knee is feeling less pain, you know, nothing I'm doing is sort of irritating it, then I'll add some of Stairmaster to it. That's been kind of few and far between lately, because I've just been really trying to gently add in a Saturday run. So today I finished a 3 mile, 5K, run on the treadmill, slow and steady. Thank you to my cardio. I don't feel like I've really lost a ton, except that my cardio tends to only be a half an hour. So, you know, I'll have to build up mileage again, but that'll be as my knee strengthens. And I have this little niece that recently got a fitness certification, so she kind of wrote me a weights routine that I've been doing. And so 4 days a week, I go to the gym and do cardio and a weight routine, trying to specifically work on my glutes, my medial glute, to build that up, and then also some quad and hamstring work, and of course those wonderful clamshells with resistance. To just try to get in a better shape so that, you know, my knee's ready. And I think it's doing better. The last actual race I did, that I did some running in, was the second week of October. So I haven't, you know, tested it really too far. That was a 10K. And I think 4 miles has been the longest I've done since. But anyway, I'm hoping to be on the mend. I found out, by completing the burning hand completely with walking, that you can still do the distance. You can still get a really great poop-encrusted medal by walking, and experience the whole thing in a whole new way by spending extra time on the course and having plenty of time to chat with people and observe things around you. Did any of you other runners see that really cool muskrat that came out on the road? I didn't know muskrat love was a real thing, but there that guy was. He didn't look like he was very loved, though. He was kind of beat up. But we did see some really cool stuff on our walk through Lancaster County. But and I want to say, as I kind of sign off and say, I'm looking forward to really great things in 2023, but probably the highlight of 2022 was being able to meet up with so many of you at Burn in Hand in Pennsylvania. It was great to put a face and get a hug from our dear, lovable Kevin, our master of us all, and to reconnect with Roxanne and Carl, especially over dinner, and to see Caroline again, and just meet so many different people, that now when I go on the Facebook page, it's like, hey, so great to know you and see you and cheer for you and what you're up to. So may you all have blessed holidays. Be gentle on yourselves. Don't put in so many extra miles that you can't enjoy the holidays, but also don't eat so many treats that you got to get out there and do a lot of extra miles. Remember, we can't run away from our calories. So have a great holiday season, a blessed 2023, and we will see you on the other side. This is Sandy from the Pacific Northwest. Happy holidays. Enjoy an extra mile for me. Bye.
Well, there you go, episode 210 of the Extra Mile Podcast. Good stuff, huh? So, I am so old and boring that I have to look up the slang term FOMO every time I see it on the Facebook page or some other posting. And I had to do that again because JD's submission for his 2023 running calendar certainly reminded me of that term, FOMO, fear of missing out. I can't believe he's got the Donna on his calendar, and I am so jealous. I probably will not be able to stand looking at all the pictures from the Donna this year from all the other lovable extra milers. I know besides JD, Roxanne and Carl will make it there, and of course Coach Twiggs. Amy, Dana, who else is going to the Donna this year? Let me know. Might as well pile on, huh? And speaking of FOMO, our buddy Tom has already signed up for the Bird in Hand. So hopefully that meetup is going to grow and be just as good as it always has been. And maybe he's headed back to the Flying Pig Marathon as well. Tom and I met some years ago in person and broke some bread together at the Flying Pig and actually spent some time in the car driving the course. So I'm hoping he makes it back. And anybody else gonna be in town for the Flying Pig? We had a little meetup last year. Hopefully we can do that again with a bunch of people for the Flying Pig this year. But I guess that's really why we have the Extra Mile Podcast, so that I can run vicariously through all of the lovable extra milers. And listen, while I'm on the topic of the Extra Mile Podcast community, community to me means caring for each other. And without getting into any of the detail, because that's not for me to share, I will tell you all that some extra milers need our thoughts and prayers. Our small but very close and powerful community has been rocked recently by the death of a loved one and also by a couple of very concerning cancer diagnoses, as well as some other bad but less concerning health news. And I think certainly more so at this time of the year, we could all use some extra prayers or whatever your beliefs direct you to do. So please remember all of your fellow extra milers when next you stop doing whatever it is you're doing and speak to your God. And as an example of someone remembering this awesome community, I give you this.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers, this is Coach Chris Twiggs, just wishing you all a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and all the best end of year wishes to everyone. I want to thank you all for putting up with me throughout the year as I give those unsolicited coaching tips to those that aren't in customized, and want to thank those that are in customized for trusting me with your training. Hope everybody's having a wonderful time with your family and getting ready for our big reunion at Jeff Galloway's half marathon in March. Take care and enjoy your extra mile.
And I would remind all of you last minute shoppers that there is still time to give a 6-month customized training program to a loved one or even to yourself. Or better yet, sign up for the JG VIP package and get 6 months of customized training thrown in for free. How about you get creative and maybe make yourself
a gift certificate to give to your loved one for the customized training program, huh? And lastly, I think we all get very reflective this time of year, not just because of the holiday season and what that might mean to all of us, but also because it's the end of the year. So we reflect on what the last year has been like for us, and also what kind of plans and hopes we have for 2023. And as I do that, I promise you that I do spend a lot of time thinking of each and every one of you, whether you have submitted for this podcast in the last year or just lurked. You are all a part of my extended family. But thank God I don't have to buy you each Christmas gifts. I cherish our relationship in person or through submissions or just through knowing that you've downloaded the show and given us a decent amount of your valuable time during the last year. So, thank you for another lovable 2022, and I look forward to more of your support in 2023. So, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year, and y'all enjoy your extra mile.
It was the night before Christmas when Arthur the house,
not a creature was stirring,
not even a mouse.
The stockings were hung by the chimney's care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon will be there.
The children were nestled, all snug in their beds,
while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap,
had just arranged for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter. I spring from my bed to see what the matter.
Away to the window, I flew like a flash.
To open the shutters, I flew up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new falling snow
gave the luster of midday to object below. When wet to my wondering eyes should appear.
But a miniature sleigh,
like eight tiny reindeer,
with a little old driver.
So lively and quick,
I knew in a moment
it must be Saint Nick.
No rapids and eagles, his coursers they came,
and he whistled and shouted
and called them by names.
Now Dasher,
now Dancer,
now Prancer,
now Vixen.
On Comet, on Cupid,
on Dunder,
and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall.
Now Dashery,
all.
Our dry leaves stop before I through the holy cane fly.
When they meet with the obstacle,
mount to the sky.
So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew,
with a sleigh full of toys.
It's St. Nicholas too!
And then in a tingling I heard on the roof, the prancing and pulling of each little hoof. If I drew it in my head and was turning around,
down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed all in fur,
from his head to his foot, and his clothes were tarnished with ashes and soot.
A bundle of toys he had flung on his back,
and he looked like a puddler just opening his pot.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry.
His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry, his drawl of the mouth was drawn up like a bone. And the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held just in his teeth. And the smoke and encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know.
I have nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and then turned with a jerk and laid his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney his roll.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle,
and away they all flew. A town of the festival, but I heard him upstairs as we drove out of sight.
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Merry Christmas from
Kevin, Connor, McCartney.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.